Thanks, Kevin. Joined by Wild winger Marcus Foligno. Look, it appeared from up top a much better effort, more compete level. You guys are more engaged. I know the result wasn't what you wanted, but can you build off tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're still disappointed with, obviously, the outcome. And just the response was good. And the physical play that, you know, gets you emotionally involved. And we just have to understand that we're a team that thrives off that. So, you know, it could have easily been tied up in the second. And we could have been having a different conversation here about the outcome. But, you know, we got to understand that we're in a slump right now. And we're not just going to eventually get a win. No, this is a tough time of the year where 2 points are hard to come by. And it's efforts like that that will get you out of the slump. So, you know, this is just a step in the right direction. I know it's a 5-1 loss, but you got to take a lot of the work ethic and something that, you know, I believe that we were kind of getting away with come, you know, the last 5-6 games. You know, we were making some nice plays and things like that, but we got to play a 200-foot game. That's Minnesota Wild hockey, and we weren't doing that. And tonight we did more of it, but, you know, we just got to clean up a little bit more in front of our net and, you know, just cash in. We got to maybe get a greasy win with a 2-0 or 2-1 game where we're only going to get a couple goals. That's how it's going right now. So just something where we no panic and just, you know, eyes on the next game.
How do you not let the frustration mount when, you know, pucks aren't seem to be bouncing your way or a good chance hits the glass or the crossbar and you just miss? Like, what's that like as a player? No, you just got to stay the course.
Yeah, stay the course. I think that's the biggest thing is no one get frustrated here. It's easy. It's easy to slam your stick and yell at the ref and do all that stuff, but that's not going to help your objective of winning a game. We got to understand that it's the other team you're going to get mad at and frustrated with. So, you know, whether that's, you know, making a great play in the D zone or coming up big with a loose puck in the O zone, we just got to do more of that and help each other out. So, you know, you can get frustrated all you want, but this time of year, man, it's everyone's stepping up their game and everyone's doing extra stuff. And we just have to, you know, put the working boots on, get back to blue collar hockey. But, you know, we can do that where we work our butts off in the our D zone, neutral zone, but in the O zone, we can have some fun. So we got the guys to do it, but we just got to understand the 200-foot game has to come first.
Was that the message essentially from yourself, the leaders of this team, after a game like tonight that, you know, it's important to just do what got you here?
Yeah, we understand that, you know, we have 30 some wins for a reason, and we're at the, you know, top of the leagues for a reason, and to not shy away from that aspect. I mean, we got to make plays, we got to do that stuff, but all those wins were emotionally involved wins and physical hockey, and we ran a lot of teams out of this building because they didn't want to compete with us. And, you know, right now you're gonna get a little bit you know, comfortable and you know, a little bit lackadaisical, and that's what you're kind of seeing lately. And it's just something where you gotta stop the bleeding. And tonight was a good sign of trying to overcome that and pushing back. And as much as it wasn't ready, you know, it wasn't the outcome, but you know, there's no doubt that if we keep bringing this effort and then some more, we're gonna change these losses into wins.
On another note, you'll get a chance to play in your home city coming up later this week. I know that's going to be a special game for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you go back to Buffalo, that's where I was born and got to play 6 seasons. So, you know, a lot of fun, but it's, you know, it's also better to win a team that trades you. So always great to get some family in the stands, but, you know, looking forward to going back there and getting 2 points.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, given that tough result tonight. Thanks for your time. Good luck Thursday in Philly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wild winger Marcus Foligno, 5-1 loss tonight. Back to you, Kevin.